第二篇，英汉口译。
Passage 2, English Chinese Interpretation.
Australia warmly welcomes visitors from all over the world. Australia is a land of exceptional beauty. It is the world's smallest continent and largest island, a relatively young nation established in an ancient land.A series of geological and historical accidents has made Australia one of the world's most attractive countries from the tourist viewpoint. This country has a land area of 7,686,850 square kilometres, and its coastline is 36,735 kilometres.The vast movements of the Earth's crust created a vast land of Australia, isolated it, and positioned it across the tropical and temperate climatic zones. This land has a small population, which left enormous areas unspoiled. Here, you witness an astonishing variety of environments, from desert to rainforest, from tropical beach to white snowfield,From big, sophisticated cities to vast, uninhabited areas. The tourist will admire a wide array of unique and intriguing fauna and flora, a comfortable and sunny climate, and an interesting, cosmopolitan and friendly people. Many of its world-renowned attractions are specific, such as the Great Barrier Reef, Ayers Rock,Kakadu National Park, and Sydney Opera House. Others are general, such as its thousands of kilometres of superb beaches and large skiing resorts. Tourism is a major industry in Australia, representing about 6% of the gross domestic product and providing directly or indirectly around 440,000 jobs.More than 2 million tourists visit Australia each year, spending about $4,000 million. It is worth mentioning that the number of tourists from China is on the rise in recent years. To promote the development of its tourist industry, Australia has tourist offices in many cities around the world, including Auckland, Chicago, Frankfurt, Hong Kong,London, Los Angeles, New York, Singapore, Tokyo, and Toronto. Official tourist offices are in all Australian capitals and some regional centres, providing a range of services for visitors. Many smaller towns have their own offices. A wide range of hotel, motel, and apartment accommodation is available in most cities,major resorts, and many rural areas. There are also camping parks, many with on-site caravans or cabins. Hotel and motel rooms usually have telephones, private bathrooms, televisions, refrigerators, as well as facilities to make tea and coffee. The main difference between hotels and motels in Australia is that hotels must provide a public bar to serve liquor. Private hotels and guest houses do not have permits to serve liquor. Many country farms offer holidays which include participation in farm activities. Tourist offices provide details and can arrange bookings. There are a variety of restaurants to suit all tastes and pockets, from top-class restaurants with international cuisine to small coffee shops serving snacks. All cities have a wide range of ethnic restaurants. Virtually all restaurants have liquor licenses. No service charges are added to accounts by hotels or restaurants. Tipping is neither encouraged nor routine,although visitors may reward special services if they wish, in which case 10% of the bill is adequate. At any time, tipping is optional. Taxi drivers and porters have set charges and do not expect to be tipped. Before leaving Australia, every visitor over 12 years old must pay a $20 departure tax. You can buy departure tax stamps at airports and post offices with Australian currency, or by American Express, Visa, or MasterCard.
口译时间.
Text interpreting. Listen to the recording and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.